Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You don't say that.
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
No, I think I'd go to a good surgeon.
Jenny, Jenny would wake up and go get a fucking BBL.
He's already unhappy. Welcome to being a woman.
Yeah. He's already insecure.
The After Mess.
All right, it's time for the After Mess podcast. Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
What up, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
And producer Maddie.
Hey, we have an intern here watching us. What's your name again? Carly, you are in for a great surprise. Because for this,
I forgot the topic.
We're gonna, can we talk to Carly that she's an intern? Can we talk? We can't have her on, right? But she can listen in. Is that what we're doing? Chris, give it a Chris Disney, y'all.
Yeah.
We're gonna be talking about penises and vaginas, okay? So here's the topic, y'all. Think about this. If you woke up and you woke up the opposite gender, the opposite sex, what's the first thing that you would do? Okay, you got that, Carly? What's the first thing that you would do if you woke up the opposite sex? We talk, look at Chris Disney, he's like, oh, fuck. Besides masturbate, because I feel like everyone says, oh, I would masturbate.
Yeah,
I would, you know, look at Chris Disney.
Everyone would say that?
I think
it's
everyone.
Pretty gross of you guys.
Okay.
Not really
JD.
The angel over here.
No, I just think you guys are immature.
You wouldn't play hide the finger.
That's
if
not
you woke up.
Hide the finger.
If you woke up with a vagina.
That's not the first thing I think about, man.
Okay. All right, we'll start off with JD. Let's see this fucker lie. You woke up as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you're going to do?
What happened? That's what I would say.
What we didn't say what you would say, what you would
if
do.
If I knew it was going to happen.
No, you don't. You just woke up a fucking woman.
JD,
play the game.
Okay, I'll play the game.
Asshole.
I grab my titties.
You got your titties.
I'd grab my titties. I'd give a couple honk honks.
Would you say honk honk?
Yeah, I would say like honk honk. Because I want to know if they're going to be all natty or if they're going to be floppy or if they're going to be toy. You know, like, yeah, there's going to be different. You guys never heard that?
Like,
gold member
from Thailand?
No, from a gold member from Austin Powers when he goes toy like a toy girl. You guys
oh
never
yes,
heard that?
I do know that.
Yeah.
Now,
you
yes.
get more Gosh, Caucasian get every day I deal with you.
Like,
oh, he's toy. Okay, let's play the game.
Yeah.
You wake up, you're like, you're gonna feel your breasts,
grab
right?
my titties.
What? Yeah. How big titties do you want?
I want a solid C.
Solid C.
Solid C.
Does it matter if they're real or fake?
No, I want them fake.
You want them
yeah,
fake?
Yeah, I do
what?
Want them
what
fake.
What if they look too fake, though?
I don't think... No, I think I'd go to a good surgeon. I trust the doctor.
Jenny would wake up and go get a fucking BBL.
He's already unhappy. Welcome to being a woman.
Yeah. He's already insecure. Welcome to insecure. Check.
Well, I would want them natural.
Nah, I just like fake boobies.
Fake boobies.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to wake up with C. That's the first thing you'd feel yourself up.
Okay. Yeah, correct.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on. One of the ladies who wants to go first. You wake up with a penis and balls.
I'm sure Maddie's going to have something way more outlandish than me. Do you want to go first?
It's up to you. Do you have something top of mind?
I do.
Go ahead.
It's just kind of basing it off what we talked about earlier on the show. I would just whip out my peen and pee everywhere.
You're not going to say anything about peen? You're not going to give her shit about that? About saying the word peen?
Ping. Peen.
Oh, well, it's a new girl reference because she can't say the word penis, so she says peen.
Peen.
So it's just an inside joke.
It's a podcast. You can say dick if you want.
I could, that's just what came naturally.
You whip out your dick and you just start peeing
just
everywhere?
Pee. Yes, yeah. Because I have popped so many squats, whether it's after the club or I'm in Mexico and we have horse races.
Now, pop a squat.
You just
go in like an alley? You go into Old Town and went to the alley and just pee?
Yeah, an alley or behind a car.
Really?
Yes, I am a master at popping a squat. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you have to sit right. My thighs are strong from this. You sit right and the stream just goes. You have to hold your pants so you don't get pee on your pants. Right. And then you wiggle it off.
You just drip dry?
And then you... pull up your pants.
Hey, me and you were in sync,
we
man.
We were in sync.
Wait,
today.
What did you guys say?
We said drip dry together.
Yep.
I bet you if we hang out a little bit longer, our periods are going to sync as well.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure of it because I woke up a lady. So me and Maddie's period is going to be.
Yes. But yeah, don't you guys wiggle dry? You don't. Do you tap your peen with toilet paper or don't you just wiggle it?
And with toilet paper? What the fuck?
I don't know how you guys pee. That's why I'm asking.
Wait, can I ask a question? I was told that if boys shake it more than twice, it's called playing with yourself.
Yes. I've heard that before.
Wait, you've never heard that? Then I masturbate every day then.
I've heard that too.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Silent jerk?
Ah,
what is that? What?
Silent jerk? Don't tell anybody. Wait, now I'm trying to think how much I shake it.
Like a salt shaker.
I'll be right back. Maybe I do just do it twice.
I mean, I just do like a couple of good hard shakes.
Jesus. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, like aggressive ones to make sure everything is good so I don't feel any.
Yeah. So the pee doesn't get in your underwear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess it's the same for women. I don't know if you pop squats, but I give it a good little wiggle so that way.
How do you wiggle? You go like this?
I'm thinking about that for some reason.
Hey, you woke up a girl. You're going to have to learn this shit.
Okay, I'm in tune. Tell me everything.
I've had to teach some of my girlfriends how to pop a squat because I'm so good at it.
Right. But how do you do it?
I am so good at it.
How do you do it wrong, though?
Oh, I know. I've done it. I literally pissed on myself and then fell down a hill. Dude, with my pants around my fucking ankles, I was 11.
You just come back.
Dude, it was the first time ever peeing like outside. My mom didn't want to take me to the bathroom, so I went to try and like pop a squat in front of the car and I peed straight down into my pants. Like Sienna said, like you have to move it. Nobody told me that, so I started pissing all over myself. So I tried to walk away from it like that's gonna work.
And the pee follows you.
There's a fucking hill behind me, so I fell down the hill.
Oh my backwards? God.
Backwards. Oh, my mom watched the whole thing. She was sitting in the car.
Wait, how old were you?
Like 11.
Oh my God.
Straight up. I pissed all over myself. I was crying. I had sticks in my hair. Like it was a goddamn
imagine
scene.
The moment when you stand up. You're just defeated.
Yes. Oh. I felt like I failed. I was like, I'm not supposed to be here. It's inevitable.
You're like, you wish to wake up with a dick.
Yeah, I only became gay, but it was close enough.
Okay, so pop squat. Very interesting. So how far do you take your pants down? All the way to your ankle, your knee?
Oh, to my knees. And then
to
that's
your
where
knees.
I'm holding my pants to pull them so my stream goes under the pants.
And your panties got to go down
to pull
knee.
The panties down too. So I'm squatting and I'm putting my weight back a little bit so that way the stream goes at a diagonal in a sense.
Right.
Diagonal,
and that way it hits the ground.
And you're still popping that squat at that same when you start wiggling.
And once I'm done, then I wiggle and then sometimes it's up and down so that way you get all corners.
Wait, what's up and down?
My ass in the air.
Oh. You got hydros?
And here comes Maddie. I'm a low rider when it comes to this shit.
Here comes Maddie.
Maddie's totally next to me.
I'm done, Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have paid to see that.
Oh, my God.
Me too.
Top. Take my check. I would have signed it over. Thank you, little girl. That was hilarious.
Someone probably watched the whole damn thing, and they love that.
Oh,
they probably
I would have laughed, but then felt bad. I'm like, oh, my God.
I would have just been shocked, like, I wouldn't know what to say.
Wait, you say you fell out of a fucking hill. Like,
Yeah. It was probably a good, like, 10 feet. Like, it was just, like, in
like
Rhode Island.
Ditch.
It's you got woods everywhere. And so we were at a baseball field. So it's, like, a dirt parking lot, just trees around you. And so we thought it was, like, a safe area. And I didn't look behind me. I was concerned about pissing on myself.
Right.
I just started shimmying back because, like, I really didn't know what else to do. It was the only thought that went through
my
head.
You have your fucking pop squad mentor.
Right.
There.
For real. Pro.
Where were you? You let me out to the dogs.
You would be TikTok famous if you taught these little things.
Oh,
right?
That's so good.
The how
right?
to.
The how such, to. Yeah. Except it's hard because how would I not expose myself
just,
doing this?
No, well, I mean, you could wear like a, like whatever under. You just show how to do it.
I
like,
should.
Ladies, if you have to pop, this is how you do it.
There is a science to it. I have it down.
You have it down.
Have you guys ever shit in the woods? Because that's similar, right? Won't you have to pop a squat?
I've never shit in the woods
either.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Well, luckily I haven't had to shit. So it's only been pee. So
how do girls do that, by the way? How do you hold your shit? I know girls are like, I went away this weekend, but I was too embarrassed to shit in front of the guy I'm dating.
Women don't poop. So you know that, right?
Hey,
right.
Grow
but
up.
They don't poop, right?
Grow up.
No,
they
women don't
like,
poop.
Like 3 days. Like, yo, we went for 3 days. How did you hold your shit for 3 days? That's crazy to me.
No, they don't. They
That's
don't.
Wild.
Yeah, I have friends who are like that, but not me. If I have to go, I'm going.
Same.
am going.
Right.
Maybe not in the woods, but I will stop anywhere. I will go anywhere.
Me too. Same.
Like, if I have to go, I'm not gonna shit my pants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. I will. I'd shit my pants.
You'd shit your
no
pants?
No problem.
Before. What?
The first time
no
I ever problem. Went to my... I have and I do it again.
Really?
The
Did first... you shit rolling down a hill?
Little pebbles came out.
Bring Did in our 9-year-old drunk little bitch over here. She just shits and pees everywhere.
She slipped on her own shit and that's why she tumbled down the hill.
Well, let's get back to the original question.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. You're so right. We'll talk about it later.
So you would just pee.
Pee everywhere.
You pee everywhere. All right. You would fill yourself up.
I grab my titties, yeah.
All right. Maddie, you wake up with a penis. You're a man. What's the first thing you do?
Dude, I'd hop right out of bed and start helicoptering as large, even if I'm small, as large as I can.
Just
to feel it spin.
Show her a grower, Maddie.
I feel like I would be a grower. I feel like looking at me, they'd be like, aw. Tweezers.
But then get you excited. Like, hello.
Yeah. Someone I'm working with.
Yeah. So you do the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, the helicopter. When's the last time you did the helicopter, JD?
Honestly, probably a year ago.
Are you sober or drunk?
Fucking no, man. I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I actually did a helicopter.
I still keep thinking about if I'm masturbating every time I take a piss after that tune.
I know. Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, it's just like if you shake it more than twice, it's called playing with yourself.
More times, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
It's so weird. You guys haven't heard of that. I've heard of that.
Chopper cock? Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I know a lot of guys are watching this right now. It's like, damn, do I masturbate when I go to the bathroom?
Did you guys see that in a movie? Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
My mom had always just said it growing up, like, because I had an older brother, and so he was in the bathroom too long. She would yell, if you shake it more than twice, it's playing with yourself. That make him hurry up.
That was just like a normal conversation.
Be right out, mom. Mom. That was the fucking worst. Every boy's been through that.
Yeah.
Fucking mom. That's where I think the term come cock blocker. Mom was the original cock blocker.
Oh my god.
I'm like, hey, you're just trying to masturbate, mom. I just discovered this. All right. If I woke up a woman, I mean, I know the obvious answer. I wouldn't leave the room for a while, bro. I'm telling you that much. I wear these motherfuckers out to a nub. My fingers look like this. Am I right, Disney? Our fingers would look like this, bro. We're out to fucking nub. Disney Stranger.
Oh my.
Besides masturbate, what would I do if I were a girl? I'd want to go out and I want to experience what a girl's go through because I feel like women can fuck whenever they want. Mm. So I'd want to get dolled up and go to a fucking club or a bar and get all my drinks paid for and shit. Because women, like, you guys can go to any bar, get in free, get free drinks. It's amazing. You could literally go out and say, I want to have sex tonight. And all you got to do is choose.
That's not 100% true, though. I've never gotten into a club for free and I've never had my drinks paid for. You have to be a pretty girl in order for this to work. So if you woke up a pretty girl, that would work.
No, I don't know. I got some ugly friends and they get drink. Guys, I mean, guys like pretty girls. They like girls. They just want to get fucked.
They just want girls, period.
They just want girls, period. So if a girl decides that she wants to, she can.
Mm-hmm.
in my experience anyways, I would like to experience what is it to just be a fucking girl and just like, damn, I could literally just go out anywhere, get all my drinks free. Mm-hmm.
See, experiencing that, would you want to be a whore? Or
Joey
would
is
you
for
just
show,
dabble?
Yes. No.
Wait, that means I have to put out?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, if you wake up a girl and do all that.
I don't think I'm there yet. I have to be a girl a long time. Yeah, maybe a little handy verse. I don't know. I'm very prude with my vagina.
As you should be, queen.
Yes.
It's a little flower.
Yeah.
You would have to get deflowered.
I wouldn't. I'd be a prude.
That's painful.
It's painful. Yeah, I don't like pain. I don't want to do that. I just want to tease. I want to be a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Ooh, okay. I want to be that girl at the end of that guy's like, fucking bitch, I just spent $300 on her. I want to be that bitch. I want to be like, I just spent $300. And $300 gets you like two drinks in Scottsdale. So.
I've done that before.
And not just asshole.
Yeah, I'd be like, thanks.
Hey, but hey, I'd be you, dog. I'd be you. I'm like, I'm going to Tocamadera and all these guys on Viagra. I want them to buy all my shit. And I just dip. I'll be right back and just dip.
Mm-hmm. It's not just drinks. I would want free dinners. I just feel like I'd be fat as fuck if I was a girl.
By week's end.
Yes.
I'm going to Maple and Ash.
Yes.
Then I'm going to Toca.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to State 44. Then going to Oceans. I'm going all bougie.
I'm getting dessert.
Yeah. These guys definitely think they're going to hit. And I'm dipping. I wouldn't be a hoe. Would anybody be a hoe if you came out with a guy or girl? Would you be
a hoe now, so I don't think anyone would change. So yeah,
I would. I don't think I'm a hoe as a woman. So as a man, I think I would. I would be a man whore.
Okay. Yeah. So okay, we're women, so we don't have to worry about guys.
Yeah, we
guys
don't have
will
to
be
worry about
up.
That.
You guys are guys, so you have to try harder. So what would be your pickup line?
Ooh, it's hard to not think as a woman because as a woman, I don't want men to come up to me at all.
Right.
But
period.
Stop.
Period. Point blank. I don't know. What have you used in the past? Is it cringy to have pickup lines these days? Because women now.
I'm newly single. I don't
know. She's on the game, fam. Yeah, she's like, I don't know.
It's forever. Have you ever heard the term big head? Like,
yes. Hey, big head.
Guys
big head.
Swear that is flirting.
That is not flirting.
No, they think it's cute. They think it's like, hey, big head.
Yeah. No,
they think it's cute. So I've experienced some of that. And I just think to myself, why do you think that's funny? Why do you think it's cute?
A man has gone up to you and said, hey, big head.
Over text.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah. They think it's cute and funny. So
I've had a girl do that.
That's some hood shit.
So I'm trying to think of something stupid like that. I can't think of anything at the top of my head.
Maddie, the hoe.
Well, I mean, it's the same way I pick up girls now. It's just like paying attention to them, making them laugh, being loose and acting like a fuckboy and that I don't care about them because then they were like,
okay. You're at a bar, right? You see this. Wait, if you wake up a guy, do you want to be a gay guy because you're gay?
Oh, good question.
Are you waking up as a guy with a penis but want to do another guy?
I don't think I can make this decision. I think you have to tell me what I woke up
she
as.
She gotta be okay. She gotta be a straight guy.
A straight guy.
Okay. Yeah, let's change it up.
All right. Yeah. A straight guy.
Straight guy.
Hooking up with a girl.
So if I would wait till she's at the bar, right? Mm-hmm. And I would just go up and I'm ordering my drink and I'm just waiting for my drink. And in a perfect sense, she's still there and hasn't turned around with her drink and walked away.
Right.
And I just lean over and I go and be like, oh, what's that? Margarita? She'd be like, yeah. She'd be like, yeah, I can't do that type of stuff. And then just walk away from there. And then every once in a while, I just make eye contact, just catch her over there. And then I'd bump into her at one point and be like, yo, stop following me. What's up with this?
Oh,
like,
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So you stalk them and make them think they're stalking you.
That's how I pick up girls.
Oh, shit. That works whether you're gay or not. That's it does. Good.
Thank you.
Damn, game recognition.
Sienna's looking at me like, damn. Okay, what the hell?
He got gay. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
That's a little more respectful than what I've experienced, to be honest.
I would play the role of a hoe, but I'm not putting out. That's what I would do.
I kind of want to know, as dudes, what your guys' style would be. Like, so you're going out night. Like, what is your style? What clothes are you guys wearing? Are you like hat gang? Are you
I like dudes in hats, but beard. Maybe I'm just describing my husband.
So I basically married myself.
Cowboy boots. No.
His name rhymes with Fiven. Yeah.
Do you know who Jacob Elordi is?
Yeah. The guy from
his style. I like how he looks. Just okay. He's so put together. I don't know if you know who he is at all.
I
he's
no
in
idea.
Euphoria.
The dude from Euphoria. Saltburn shit that
he's
went
viral.
He's
the new white boy that all the girls are falling.
Oh, he's
like,
on that movie?
He was Saltburn. He had like a
yes.
Some I know. Popular
yeah, yes, yes, yes.
He just has like a swag that about swag. Him. I like the swag.
Fuck that style. What size dick do you guys want when you?
Yeah, it's good follow up.
Yeah, because you're wearing gray pants. Because if you know.
The gray sweatpants.
The gray sweatpants.
Yep. I don't know. I want a girthy one. Yeah,
Girth Brooks.
Girth Brooks.
Yeah, you got to do Girth Brooks.
All right, Maddie, not straight. What do you want?
Well, I'm thinking about what I have at home, and I would want my like dark blue one, which is about 7.5. I don't know how thick that is, but about that thick.
7.5. You would want a blue dick.
I'd want that exact dick.
Yes. Blue dick.
Finally.
You're a fucking big hunk Smurf.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Papa Smurf.
Boom.
Papa Boner Smurf. Okay. So girthy and 7-inch. What, JD?
No, I'm just, don't even fucking look at me, man.
Wait, Maddie, would you be a boobs or an ass guy?
Oh, I'd still be an ass girl. Don't tell my fiance, though. She thinks I'm a boob girly. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm an ass girl all day.
Nice. I'm an ass guy. Yeah. Would I be an ass girl? I don't give a fuck about it. Do girls act like asses? Do you like a guy with an ass? Does it matter?
It's, I don't know. It's not anything that's.
I think girls like guys with asses.
Can I ask a question for the men in the room? Yeah. One time.
Wait, are we men? Or are we
just you're real men. You're real men.
Tell us what gender we are.
We're us. Right, JD, you're JD.
Okay, I'm
Joey. Okay.
I accidentally, when I was like 18, had grabbed a guy's ass when we were doing it, and he did not like that whatsoever. And it was more of just like, we're into it. And I was used to doing that with like women. Like, I like a good booty.
Right.
And he got super turned off and was just like, yeah, I think. And then just like slowly was just like, yeah, I think we're done. Like,
that's
I think we're over.
Weirdo.
That isn't
that.
Weird,
I like
right?
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to double check and be like, look, I'm not straight. And I don't plan on double checking the information, but I know that I like did one of these. I was like, yeah. And he was like, no,
don't grab my ass.
Then I realized I should probably stick to just women.
That was her tell.
I was like, get off me. I'm gay. Now I know I'm gay.
It clicked.
Yeah. Did you say clit or click? That's when she knew she liked clits than dicks.
There
that
was.
Makes total sense. You know what I was thinking too? Because we had this conversation about if you woke up different gender and stuff, the shower situation, we would have to be women knowing how to shave.
Yeah. It's a little dicey, isn't it?
Yes. And my biggest fear, like being a woman, if you have to shave down there, nicking a lip.
No, I'd be a big waxer.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah, no, I'd be a waxer.
But waxing hurts just as much.
Doesn't matter. No pain, no gain. I'm in.
Ugh. Wait, what hurts more? Nicking yourself or a waxing?
So I've never gotten a Brazilian
really?
Or bikini wax because I have a low pain tolerance. I'm terrified of pain. So I've never gotten my vagine waxed.
I have. Yeah,
and
I did it for
I'm
a bit.
Terrified too.
Yeah, it's an adventure. If I had to describe nicking a lip compared to waxing, I would say that nicking a lip is more painful. It's quicker, don't get me wrong, because it's like quick, whatever. Yeah. But the skin gets caught between the blades.
I
it stops.
Be a man.
Like, you... you see spots. You know what I mean?
Right, with waxing, that's like getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
But with waxing, it's like it reaches a level 6.5 and it's always a 6.5. You know what I mean? You know what to expect. It's quick. It's over. They press their hand up against it to like calm it down and you're good. And the next day you're not really feeling it at all.
Did you have to get on all fours when they did all of it?
No, they
had
me.
Bikini or Brazilian? Because Brazilians all fours.
I did a full whatever. I said, do it up. Take it all.
Did your butt and everything.
She did my butt, but she didn't have me go on all fours. She had me lay with like a pad under my back, go froggy, like open up my knees, and then spread my own ass cheeks. And she was like, yeah, now just stay like that.
If I wake up like a girl, I'll go get a Brazilian wax. Like, do the fry. I'll be like, ribbit. I'd annoy the fuck out of her.
Did you make any noises once they ripped the strip?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
I told her, I gave her fair warning. I was like, look, I have really sensitive skin and I've never done this before. So it was just a lot of squeaks that came out. She's like, you good? You good? I'm like, I'm really great. It's great.
Oh my God.
I'll bear it all. I don't care who sees my vagina, my butthole, but I just, the pain. The pain is what does it for me. Yeah. I can't.
I got this girl. We need to call. We need to talk about this on the air. I got a girl to call. She's a good friend of mine. She's actually, she did radio and then she started her own business, Brazilian waxes, the whole nine. She told me crazy stories. We need to call her. You know what her name is on Instagram? The Vagina Designer.
Nice.
Stop.
Isn't that awesome?
Nice. That's cold.
Patent better be pending on that.
The Vagina Designer. And she does designs with the pube area.
Oh, shit.
She's done, but she's told me the craziest freaking stories.
What would you design on your vagina?
What would I design on my vagina? I'd probably do a Puerto Rican flag. I'm committed. I'm going to be a Puerto Rican queen. Jocelyn Hernandez. I want a Puerto Rican fucking.
Oh my God. Sorry, what about you, JD? Man.
What would you do?
Oh man. Gosh.
Four leaf clover. What are we thinking?
In-N-Out.
Yeah, I'd probably get the In-N-Out logo on there. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Can a TBD, can you come back to me
you
on
can't
that?
Be using this TBD. You've been using that all week.
I put the American flag on there, I guess.
Wow. Eyes on your own paper, please. Yes. Eyes on your own paper. Cheating. What else would you see? I just feel like it's way harder to be a woman than a guy.
Yeah, I also was going to give an answer of, I wonder what it's like to just walk down the street without being scared. That was also going to be one of my answers.
Why?
No, that's
what
real.
Is it like?
No, that's real.
Because men are creepy. There's this one story that sticks with me, the situation. I was actually walking to a bar downtown to meet up with one of my friends. I was walking by myself. I didn't park far, right around the corner. And some dude just comes up to me and like brushes his body against me and says, hey, are you here by yourself? And I said, oh, I'm meeting my friends right now. And he said, oh, can I get your number? So forward, but he came up behind me, brushed his body on me, and I walked into the restaurant. My friend saw that I was thrown off because I was just minding my own business, walking down the street, and here comes this dude. So I always just wonder, what is it like to not be
men
scared?
Men are the fucking worst. That is such a valid question because it's all the time. It's every location. Like there really is nowhere safe, with all due respect. I guess not to scare you even more.
No, I'm already scared enough.
You're never
fine.
Safe. No, that's real.
And it's scary as fuck where we work at. Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
My gosh. Yes. My God. It's like literally, I wonder if I'm going to make it through the door today when we get here.
From our car
to the
gates
of heaven when our key card unlocks.
I have the routine, bro. When I'm getting out of my car, I'm just scoping out everything.
Head on a swivel.
It's like at least three fucking things. I feel like I'm in a video game. Like, I got to suppress that guy who's yelling at the bumper. I got to get by that guy in the garbage can right there, right? That I was like, I got to be ready
Oscar
for that
the
guy.
Garage in there, yeah. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday. So listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's just like, and then our fucking building is haunted. So I'm always looking at that, you know, that fucking top door. Mm-hmm. One time I seen it open. Did you guys ever come on the top?
Yes!
Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen that.
And I was freaked the fuck out. So I'm like, it's either keep my eye on this homeless guy that's just talking to me, or the fucking window where fucking the exorcist is just going to come and suck my soul out. I chose the ghost. I'm like, I'm going to keep a guy. Just like the phone. Fucking bone. Phone is vibrating. It's Maddie. You near? I'm like, on the way. Freeway closure. Oh my fucking God. Downtown.
There was one time my key card didn't work and I just kept trying to hit it because I was so scared. No one was around me, but it was dark. And I'm like, oh my God, please work. Please work.
This like is a where horror flick.
This is where it is. Yeah. Where you drop your keys and you're trying to. Yeah. That was me. Oh my gosh. I was praying for the best.
I would be honest with you. I was in the car seeing that. I just didn't do anything. I want to see how you.
Let her struggle.
I want to see how this played out. I went like this on a steering wheel.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Oh my God. Fuck, we're going to die.
Hey, you got to go out some way.
I also, as a woman, would want to like wake up and see what my DMs look like. You ever wonder, like, because I feel like women's DMs are always crazy. And yes. I feel like it's like I'd wake up showered to compliments.
What would your default pics? What pics would you put up?
Ooh.
Because you say you have the girls, like, you think about if you woke up a guy, what would your default pick? Mm-hmm.
Oh, something hella filtered. Like, I want to like come off.
Oh,
super
you fake
hot.
Fake.
I want to be fake as fuck.
Fuck, online. I hate that. Yeah, I went on two fucking dates, catfish, because, and I have now, remember, I used to have you guys help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you are awful at that, bro. He could not figure out.
I couldn't figure it out.
Fam, this is a filtered pic. He's like, I can't see it. I'm like, it's a completely, it's tinted, fam.
You can tell they're tint. Brown.
Yes. Like, they're not even an eye color. They're like turquoise. Like,
what the fuck? She had a cat nose with whiskers. Like, what do you mean this is catfish?
They're freckles. Like, you can see that?
I was so bad at that. Mm-hmm. I was so bad. All right. So what would your picture be on Instagram?
Yeah, I think it would just be something really like glossy and fun.
Just filtered. Yeah, no, you would filter. Do the filter.
Oh man. Yeah. Cause you just want it to look right.
I would not do, I would have my tits in it though. I just like scoop up. But no
you
filter.
You have to pretend like you're not looking like one of these and then like look over
your shoulder. You have to act like you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, I'm grabbing my titties
like
and not noticing
smile,
it.
Like, like looking above. You're like, oh my God, what is that? Yeah.
Nice. All right, what would your picture be?
I think mine would just be so basic. I would just arms crossed, basic dude, maybe a hood on or something.
What in the breakdance is going on?
And go with a hoodie.
I don't know how guys take pictures, to be honest. Like this.
You look like JD good? When he was depressed. With a fucking hood.
Yeah.
Like we're ending the dancing like
yeah, I'm not good at being a guy, clearly.
All right, Maddie, what would yours be?
I'd want a motorcycle, so I'd want it like that.
Fucking rolling down the hill.
Set myself up for that.
Fucking tumbling down the hill.
Pissing.
Fucking piss everywhere.
Oh Lord.
Wow, you want a golden shower default.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there it is.
There it is.
You got it.
Oh my Lord.
Well, we're all going to hell. That was fun. Anyone anything else?
We pretty I feel much like we covered everything.
Yeah, we covered everything. All ground. Yep.
Maddie covered herself with piss.
Yeah.
We learned how to pop squat if we ever turn into a female.
We have our vagina designs.
We have Puerto Rican flag on my pubis area.
You know, not to shake it twice.
Not to shake it twice.
Man, it's going
to
be difficult. I'm going to be thinking about that now.
I'm going to drink the rest of this tea and go take a piss and see how much
is that
shaking.
If just we touch it, if we just like, if we're hands free on it, does that matter?
Oh.
Like, is that?
That's get everywhere. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Wow, you're gross.
Guys.
He's already turned into a woman.
No, there's no stupid questions.
There's no stupid answers. He's going to go. Hey, why can't I see?
Yeah, just...
You go to the bathroom, there's fucking piss everywhere.
Well,
that's
no,
fucking shady. Trying not to masturbate.
I missed.
He's either I'm not gonna masturbate. Who pissed everywhere? That's either JD trying not to masturbate or is Maddie
going down the hill somewhere.
Maddie fell off the fucking toilet. Alright, we're fucking out of here. After Mass Podcast. We'll see you soon. Peace.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.